You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. We're spending 15 minutes in the Word of God today to see what the Lord has to say to us. We listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Lord God, we praise and exalt you today. Almighty God, we listen for your voice. Speak to us through your word. Lead us, guide us, speak to us, equip us. Show us what perhaps one or two things we lack today so that we can immediately change them, make them right. Lead us today. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We are tuning in now to where God is broadcasting, and that is in His Word. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in a long study here. We just entered chapter 2. Here in the message that the Holy Spirit has to the church of today. Here it is, July the 26th, Saturday, when I'm recording this. I've done this study 3 or 4 times. Each time is totally different. Revelation knowledge increases in layers. Each time we study this book, each time we study this, we learn more. I could do this book every year, and each time if I did it, it would be completely different. Why? Because the book is alive. The Word of God, as Hebrews 4:12 says, it's living and active and sharp. Matter of fact, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to pierce and divides soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh man, this book is alive, and it cuts like a knife sometimes. We're about to hear the Lord Jesus Christ commend this church in Ephesus, and then show them what they lack, show them what they need to do better. That's what we're looking at here today. For more information on this ministry, I encourage you to go to Facebook and go to WGOD Radio. That's where you can like this page. Our website is WGODontheair.net. That's how you can follow along with us. I encourage you to do that. Also on the website there at WGODontheair.net, there's a link on there that says discuss today's broadcast. Please leave some comments on there. Whatever it is the Lord is sharing with you, I'd love to hear. It helps me to increase my knowledge. When I hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, it really blesses me. So I encourage you, go to the website, WGODontheair.net. Leave whatever comments the Lord's speaking to you through this program, because this is where God speaks in His Word. He speaks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in His Word. I know the secret. I share it with you. There's a famine of the Word of God out there today. That's because there's a famine of people and preachers opening up and teaching from the Word of God. That's why there's a famine. If you don't teach the Word of God in church, you're not going to hear God speak in church, because this is where He speaks in His Word. I encourage you, get into a church where they open up the Bible and teach the Word of God. We're looking at the church at Ephesus here. Chapter 2, verse 1, to the messenger of the church at Ephesus. That's right, messenger, not angel. The word angelos doesn't just mean angel. The word means messenger. When you add the prefix EU to it, euangelos or euangelion, you've got good news. EU means good. Like euphoria, eureka. Here it's euangelos, good news, gospel. So this word means messenger. Also, it's the messenger of the church. Like when you come into my church, Island Community Church, excuse me, when you come into Jesus Christ Church that he has appointed me to be the pastor at, you're going to hear, I am his messenger. If you come there this Sunday, you are going to hear what God has to say about drought. If you come to my church on this Sunday, you are going to hear from the messenger of God at this particular church that God is saying to you that there's a drought coming. Better be prepared for it. And I'm the messenger at Island, and that's the message you're going to hear this week. If you go somewhere else, you're going to hear another message from God from that messenger. That's what as angelos means here. It's not an angel. He's not sending a letter to an angel that no one can see. He is dictating a letter to send to the pastor of these churches to preach and teach to the congregation, to help encourage them for what they're doing right and what they're doing good, and to correct them for what one thing you lack or two things. Next church we get to, we're going to see he doesn't have any correction when we get to the church at Smyrna. Here today, it's the church at Ephesus. Now, to the messenger of the church at Ephesus, right? These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Now, we looked at that yesterday, what that means. You got to go to chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches. The seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Now, that's just not only seven churches out of all the ones. That number has to be some kind of number of completion of all the churches. Verse 2, I know your works and your labor and your endurance. Remember, hupomone, endurance. We looked at that before, right? Abiding under. When James says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops this stuff right here. Endurance. Run the race with endurance. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we rejoice in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces, here's the word, hupomone, abide under. It's endurance. Some translations say patience. I call it oomph, spiritual air of arrogance. Donna, this is the right way. Air of arrogance in trusting that God's got your back. And air and arrogance of knowing that God is on your side. What can man do to me? It's an air of arrogance that puts three kids into the burning fiery furnace and say, you don't bother me. It's an air of arrogance that has a kid walk up to someone 9'6" and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? This is what I'm talking about. This gets developed through trials in your life. That's why James and Paul said, rejoice when it happens to you. Because God's got your back. Friends, the trials that you are enduring are not an accident. God either orchestrates them or allows them so that you can walk into someone 9'6" and say, you're in my way, friend. That comes through persevering under trial. Rejoice. I know it's difficult to do. I fail at this many times. Count it all joy in the midst of trial. Certainly we can't rejoice when we're undergoing terrible thing. I shouldn't say that. Let me say it's difficult to do. Rejoice under difficult trials, personal trials, or testings of our faith. However, you know that God is good. He's working behind the scenes. All things work together for good to them that love God. He's at work behind the scenes. Trust in God, whatever it is that you're going through in your life. Now, let me go on here. Again, he said, I know your works and your labor and your endurance, that you cannot bear those who are evil. He got commended for that. This church and the pastor of this church got commended for not bearing those who are evil. How are you doing on that one? Are you bearing those that are evil, thinking you're doing God some kind of service by welcoming evil? You know, I think of this pastor, this one pastor I've read, this Methodist pastor, has got four children, three of them are gay, and he wears it like some badge of honor. And then he marries his son who is gay, and he turns his back on the word of God to marry his son, and he endures those that are evil, and he calls evil good because it's his own child. And I say to you, no, man, you can't do that. You cannot bear those who are evil. And you tested those who say that they are apostles and are not, and you found them to be false. All right, how do they do that? How do we test those who say that they are apostles, really is the question. Now, we have the completed word of God. It's a little bit easier for you and I, for them, perhaps, if you stood in their shadow and if you didn't get healed, maybe. Now, remember, the shadow of Peter was healing people. God was healing people through his shadow. Those who got in the shadow of Peter, those who got a handkerchief from Paul, were genuinely healed. Great signs and wonders accompanied an apostle. For you and I, we've got the word of God here, which helps us to test these things of those who say that they are apostles. Now, after Judas hung himself, the word of God says this, Acts chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, now in picking a replacement, it says, therefore, these men who have accompanied us in every time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day in which he was taken up from us, one of these must be a witness with us of his resurrection. To be an apostle of Jesus Christ, you had to be an eyewitness of his resurrection. The other place you can find that in, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, Paul says, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ? Now, out here today, many people call themselves apostles, and that's not even enough. They've invented a new office in the church. Some people call themselves high apostle, and they're the bosses of the apostles. I'm waiting for the next new office men are going to create. Let me tell you this. To be an apostle of Jesus Christ, you had to be an eyewitness of his resurrection. This is what made an apostle, who he was. This was someone who witnessed with his own eyes. He saw the Son of God after he died. He was one of those, perhaps like those 500, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, who saw the Lord after he died. An apostle of Jesus Christ was an eyewitness, someone who saw the Son of God alive after he died. And then he was sent out. Apostolos is the Greek word, which is what an apostle means. He's sent out with a mission, and he was an eyewitness to the Son of God alive again. That is what an apostle is. That is how you are to test apostles today. It had to be someone who was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program here in WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth.